As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is we rolling.
Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. We'll get back into a couple different Falcons topics at 12:20 as well, including some of what Raheem Morris had to say earlier today about Kyle Pitts and why he's not participating in OTAs. The Back Page with Bo coming up at 12:40, a championship edition of the Back Page.
Champ is here.
With Bo Johnson as his softball team over the weekend brought home the trophy and an awesome ring as well. So we'll hear more about that coming up. And we got to give a quick shout out to our friends at Rev Coffee Roasters. Rev Coffee is our favorite spot right over there in Smyrna, really close to the Battery. Mm-hmm. We go there, I won't say all the time, but we go there pretty frequently, as often as we can.
All right.
And so we've shouted them out a couple times on the air, so they sent us a care package
and
a little postcard as well. Andy, thanks for the continued support and shout-outs on the radio. It means a lot. Now, let's get Randy on board and off the Folgers.
Wow, yeah, they listen. Yeah.
They listen close.
They listen close right there.
So
man.
Here's some coffee and mugs for the break room. Enjoy. Cheers, the Rev Workhouse team, Amanda specifically. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah. That is really nice of y'all. I do appreciate it. You can always flip a guy, you know. Damn it, that came out so wrong. That came out so wrong. I love it. You know, I have a Folgers man, Amanda, but I do still have my. Because remember, I was Beans guy for a while.
Yeah, you were Beans Randy.
I was real Beans Randy, real fancy, and just got a little too messy.
Yeah,
trying to clean it all the time and everything, but I still have it.
The only thing about the beans, and we buy beans and grind them and all that. The only thing is, if you don't get ahead of the grind, and then you want coffee and you want it fast,
right?
But it's like, well, now I got to grind some coffee, and sometimes it's early and the kids are asleep. Yes. It's like I'm gonna wake people up. I took the coffee grinder onto the porch on Saturday morning because I was up so early. We just had a lot of stuff going on this weekend, so I wanted to get up on Saturday and get ahead of as much of it as I possibly could. So, but we didn't have any coffee ground,
right?
So I took it out on the porch so I could grind it and not wake anybody up because we had people staying with us and all that. So I wanted.
I am going to drink this coffee tomorrow morning.
It's good stuff.
I'm bringing the other coffee machine out of the garage where it is, and I am going to. I got some Consensus Blend. It's Latin American coffee.
And then what's the other one called?
I got some Colombian Cuche.
I don't know. Probably Cauca?
Cauca?
I don't know. Probably one of the ones you said is wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, this one looks like it's going to be.
And probably one of the ones you said is right.
Yes.
Colombian something.
So it's going to, but it's going to be great. I can't wait. And I appreciate y'all so much.
I had something happen to me yesterday. Yes. Shout out to Rev. I had something happen to me yesterday that's never happened to me before. I got a shout out in our sermon.
Whoa.
At church.
The preacher mentioned you?
The preacher shouted me out.
Sweet.
Now, we got you know, the kids, we got the kids got baptized
right.
yesterday.
Take them to the water.
It was beautiful. It was so wonderful. And it was a really cool experience. Family was all there. It was really, really great. But I guess, you know, because like that's a bit of a process, right? We're up there and they've got to do the. They've got
to
do the whole baptism ceremony
take
and
to
all
the water.
That. And then I guess during the time when we were going back to our seats, going back to sit down, and then the rest of the, because they did it early in the service and then kind of everything after that. The Reverend, who I know is a big sports fan. I know he's a big sports fan. He talks about sports all the time. And I had wondered if, he's a big Georgia fan. So I know he knows who you are. Mm-hmm. And I would assume maybe he'd listen, maybe not, whatever. But I thought that he probably had. During the baptism, I guess people have their phones out in church, and a lot of the folks that were there were texting him, and were like, "Hey, is that Andy from Andy and Randy?" Because I don't know. I guess they listen, which is awesome. Thank you. So he gets back up there, and he's like, "Normally, I turn my iPad on airplane mode during the sermon. Forgot to do that.
Right?
It's blowing up. You may have heard it." To answer all of the text messages, yes, that is Andy from Andy and Randy. And I turned bright red. And my dad said something to me afterwards. He's like, yeah, did that embarrass you? It wasn't embarrassing.
Right.
I don't know what the right word for it is. I just wasn't expecting
it. Right.
I was like bashful or something about it.
Right.
I turned all red and I was like,
really?
Yeah, it was
that's awesome.
It was awesome.
That's
it was
awesome, man.
Yeah, then we talked after and all that. And he said he was a big fan of the show. And I said, I'm a big fan of your show.
Well, I appreciate it, man. That is awesome.
Shout
man.
Out to Reverend Porter.
Reverend Porter, man. I'm so happy. And I saw the picture that Ash posted yesterday. The baby's going to the water. Take me to the water to be. I mean, y'all didn't do that, but if everybody know that when they're telling, take me to the water to be baptized. Whoa! Take me to that one old ass river. Whoa!
That would have been awesome. That's
whoa!
It didn't sound quite like that, unfortunately. That would have been awesome. Jack, totally into it. He was cool. Lily, not a big. She's like, I don't want this water on my head.
Yeah, don't touch me.
Anyway, beautiful.
I love it.
Beautiful day, beautiful weekend. All right, let's get to an NFL.
Whoa!
NFL No Huddle every day to lead the noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get more into the Raheem Morris comments from OTAs today, talking about Kyle Pitts not being out there. They're going to be careful with his foot and all that in about 15 minutes, just so we can make sure that we read everything that he said and don't miss anything, any of the details. So we'll get back into that Falcons-related stuff in about 15 minutes. The Vikings extended their contract for their general manager, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, to a multi-year extension.
Yes.
I mean, he's done a great job in Minnesota, without question. Now, I will say, they did a little bit of a weird deal with their quarterback this offseason. Kind of, what are we doing? Do we like this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to get Aaron Rodgers? Are we not going to? Do we like J.J. McCarthy? That's been a little bit weird, but they still have him, and their roster's been good. They've won a lot of games, so it makes sense.
Yeah, because they just gave their head coach extension last year, I think it was.
Also makes
sense.
And
I know they've been working towards getting him a contract extension for the general manager. Man, he's one of the best in the league. He is a very smart, smart brother that does a phenomenal job. And like you said, the only thing that you talk about is this quarterback situation. It told me early on that they were not sold on it. Now, I won't say they're not sold because they drafted J.J. McCarthy, but, like, didn't really know what they had in them.
Yeah.
Or,
they're not, like, 100% behind him. It doesn't feel like.
It don't feel like it.
Or they're just trying to hedge their bets or whatever. I'll say this. Like, if he's really good, like if J.J. McCarthy is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
They're going to win Super Bowl.
Yeah, because they've done everything else right. The one thing they just haven't been able to get right is, and Kirk was good there, but obviously not good enough to win many playoff games. Yeah. They were winning games with Josh Dobbs coming in that week and playing quarterback.
See,
I don't remember who they played against.
I mean,
I don't remember. I didn't even say it.
Look at you got Avon mad over there now.
I didn't even say who they beat. They just beat some team in the league.
What happened, what usually happened with Josh Dobbs, falls off the cliff.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
But he did it.
Technically, Jaren Hall's the quarterback of record.
That's right. Jaren Hall started that game.
He did.
If they would have knocked him out, they would have beat the Vikings.
They would have beat the Vikings
day.
If they didn't hit too hard.
They didn't have a plan for Dobbs.
Yeah.
You got Kevin O'Connell teaching him stuff on the sidelines mid-game. Anyway. Tom Pelissero reports Aaron Rodgers has not affirmatively told the Steelers.
Man, I'm
he's going to sign with them.
This is my this is the only thing that I laugh about with this whole Aaron Rodgers thing. Why are people mad at Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know.
People are like, they're going.
He's being is Aaron Rodgers.
Himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just being himself. I need him to go away because I don't like him. I don't like him.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I just don't like the dude. But at the same time, like, why is Pittsburgh the Pittsburgh Steelers?
They're the Pittsburgh
sitting
Steelers.
Around waiting for this guy.
It's a proud I don't organization.
I'm more mad at them than him.
Me too.
Yeah.
But no, whatever. I agree with that.
But whatever, man. Whatever.
Yeah, he's just being him.
Yeah.
Which he's going to do. That's what people do. They be themselves. He's being himself. What did you think he was going to be? Like normal? Of course not. This is what Aaron Rodgers does. Terrible situation in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes says he doesn't think that Travis Kelce was acting like someone who was going into their last ride.
I know I saw Kelce lost about 25, 30 pounds, which he needed to do.
Okay. Good.
And he's going to be a lot lighter, going to like the old Kelce and everything like that, because last year, man, that offseason got him, man. You travel around the world with your lady doing shows on stage, and it showed. I don't care. I went watching Travis play his whole career.
Yeah.
That did not look like Travis last year.
Yeah.
It didn't look like him. It just didn't.
No, it didn't.
It did not.
Now, I didn't know if it was because sometimes you hit the wall, right, or the cliff or whatever it is, or you got – yeah. You got tour body.
Yeah, man.
Era's tour body.
He got tour body. That's exactly what happened to him.
Because you know that rider. But, like, that dressing room's got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, man. Have you ever seen one of them?
Mm-mm.
Like a rider?
Mm-mm,
oh, dude, these things are crazy. Like, what do y'all need that for?
What would be on yours?
Oh, man, we had this conversation before. I think we talked about it before.
Because we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Like, when Andy and Randy go on tour and take this thing nationwide or internationally.
I need some, obviously, the Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, the Bush. I'm gonna need a pack of Nihilator, grape Nihilator. I don't like grape flavor anything but grape Nihilators.
And only grape
Nihilators. And only grape Nihilators.
That's smart.
Yes.
Because then we get to see how attentive they are.
Yes.
That's only why people ask for only green M&Ms.
Yeah, only grape. That's the only thing grape I eat.
And because the green M&Ms is sexy
M&M
too.
Some pork rinds.
Okay, yeah.
Some skins.
Some skins in there.
Some skins in there.
Good.
And you know me, that's pretty much
you're pretty simple
I'm
guy.
I'm a pretty simple guy.
Maybe some water.
Eh.
No?
Eh.
I'll get waters.
Bush should keep me going.
I need some waters.
Yes.
Maybe some Rev coffee.
Yeah.
Get some of that in there so we can stay perked up.
And there we go right there.
What else do I need?
You're pretty low maintenance too.
Yeah, I am.
We are some low maintenance dudes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And we take pride in that.
Yeah, we're some low maintenance guys.
Simple, low maintenance, salt of the earth men.
Again, with the whole, like, you know, we're radio hosts, right?
Yeah.
We don't pretend to be insiders.
Uh-uh,
we leave that for other dorks. Like, this dude, what's his name?
Scott Zolak.
Yeah, we'll leave it for dorks like him. Talking about they may cut Stephon Diggs. Why?
Why?
Why? I know that now the money that he's got, it hinges on his physical.
Okay.
So if he don't pass a physical, whatever, he don't get his bread.
Okay.
Kind of like that. He's going to pass his damn physical, all right?
I mean, he got hurt last year, but when Stephon Diggs has been healthy, he's been a really productive
baller.
He's awesome.
He's a baller. And y'all have nobody to throw the ball to. I know y'all want to talk about the off the field and off the court. That thing, man. He's a whatever. He with old girl. Let it be with old girl. You know, I know they got the video where they talking about all that stuff. But yeah, he's in a much publicized relationship now.
Yeah.
Why does that have to? It don't have anything on there doing his playing.
Yeah,
the Duke of Ball. And
you think when he was in Minnesota,
yes,
or Buffalo,
but they weren't her though.
No.
Yeah. Can you see Robert Kraft and Cardi B sitting next to each other?
I'd like to.
With what's the rock star that his homeboy
Meek Mill.
And Meek, oh no, there used to be a couple, wasn't it?
Oh.
No,
that was Nicki Minaj, I think.
You sure?
I'm not.
It's one of them.
I'm not sure.
I get both of them confused anyway.
I'm in the deep end of the pool now, Randy.
I get both of them confused.
I am beyond my depth.
But yeah, I'm like, so if Meek Mills is
I saw the video of Cardi B dancing with him. Looked great.
Well,
that guy. Looked like a lot of fun.
You saw them yams?
Yeah.
They were
yamming.
Hell yeah, it looked like a lot of fun.
I was like, what's Scott Zolak's
problem? What are you talking about?
You don't like yams?
Good dork. And then, oh,
out of my face.
Tell me again, who, Bo, you know more culture stuff to me. Haley Steinfeld, she's an actress, right?
She plays Kate Bishop in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
That is basically Hawkeye 2, the female version of Hawkeye.
Okay. She married Josh Allen. Yeah.
Married?
Yeah.
Cool.
Married and baby on the way.
Oh,
congratulations.
Good for him. Good for them.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. There she is.
Yeah, good for them.
She was also in Sinners. With Michael B. Jordan, the movie just came out, the vampire movie.
Oh, really? Yeah. You saw the Sinners?
I saw Sinners. Yeah. And then I saw they're going to put Sinners on damn Amazon Prime. I can say them 13. Well, hell, Bills by $70, and I was going in. I was double fisting them.
When's that going to happen? Because I really do want to watch that movie.
Hey, been in on today? I thought it was the 2nd of June.
You might be talking about available to rent or buy, or like for free.
Rent it.
I thought it was. Anyway. Yeah, I could save them $70.
Congratulations to the happy couple.
Yes.
We'll come back, talk a bit about what Raheem Morris had to say about Kyle Pitts not being on the field at OTAs and why, and some other Falcons topics as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Handful of different Falcons topics to get to in just a few minutes from right now. Back page with Bo coming up in 20 minutes as well. Back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We're just kind of talking about it during the break. Obviously, the Braves are closer to the Marlins than they are to the Mets currently in the standings. 9.5 games out of first place. Marlins are only 13 games out of first place, though. So they're just a bad week away
from
being in the cellar.
When's the last time they were in the cellar?
It would have to be during that little rebuild chunk. Like 2014, 15, 16.
Were they as bad as the Marlins?
I think maybe. They were pretty bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, that kind of puts it into the perspective,
yes,
right? There's a lot of different ways to say it. Yeah. The Nationals are ahead of the Braves right now in the standings, and it's June 2nd.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Damn.
It's crazy. That wasn't supposed to be the case.
No, it was not. Do you, because we got a package again, thank you to Rev, do you pop the things?
You know, I don't.
You don't?
But my kids like to.
Oh, man, it's been so long since I popped one of them things. You know,
the bubble wrap?
The bubble wrap? It's been so long. Let me hold one of those. Oh,
how satisfying was that?
Oh, man, that was great.
Wow. I'm going to do just a couple because I'm going to take it home because Lily loves to do it.
Okay.
She's going to stomp on it.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me do a couple.
All right, there we go.
Wow, yeah, that does. Maybe I'll do a couple more.
That'll clear you out right there.
It feels great.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, not too many.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
But
those are the big ones, too. You know, the little ones aren't so fun, but yeah, the big ones are good.
Yeah, that was a great and everything. But
sorry, I rolled my chair.
One of the best centers in the National Football League, the middle of one of the best offensive lines, the Detroit line, their starting center, Frank Ragnew, is retiring at age 29.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't in camp or whatever. I think people thought it might be something to do with contract because it's new center money out there.
Yeah.
You know, it's new center money out there. Did he look at that as a standpoint? But no, they say he's retiring. 29 years old.
Interesting.
29 years old. Said Tate Ratledge and I lost the post. And some veteran are going to be battling for his position, to replace him.
I'll be honest with you. I like the idea of Tate Ratledge, the Lions center.
Dude.
Like,
he's a heck of a football player.
Yeah, he's built for it. That guy's an absolute monster on the offensive line. Now, he didn't play any center.
No, he's always a guard.
Even a little bit this year when the starting center was hurt. I want to say maybe a week or two.
He may have.
He might. And I'm sure if Rusty's listening, he'll let us know.
Yeah, he may have played center. But,
I like the idea of him doing that.
Losing Frank, I mean, that was a stalwart in the middle of that offensive line who we think the offensive line award should be named after Penei Sewell.
Yeah.
But, that's going to be well, at least told him early.
They got time.
They got time to prep.
Would have been nice to know before the draft, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we could have drafted us a center.
Yeah.
But,
or maybe it's a tactic, you know?
It could be. He still want my money.
Yeah, is a contract.
There's some new center money out there. That center market has gone up.
That's no doubt.
Yeah.
No offense to Drew Dahlman, but if Drew Dahlman's getting paid like that, Frank Ragnow needs to be paid quite a bit more than that.
Yes.
Maybe this is a tactic. You had Myles Garrett take the tact of like, I'm going to write this eloquent letter and put it on social media.
Is there a tie here with anybody?
Frank Ragnow and somebody here?
Yeah.
Anybody
know like him and Ra go back or something?
Maybe. Everybody likes Raheem Morris.
Everybody loves Ra, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you like maybe convince him to come to Atlanta? Is he from Georgia? Does he got a cousin that went to Tech or something?
Well, let's find out. He's from Minnesota. He's from Chanhassen, Minnesota. That's where Frank Ragnow's from. Now, he went to Arkansas.
There he is, from the South, so he's been down here.
Played in the SEC.
There we go.
So there you have it. He's played his whole career with the Lions, so no overlap with Raheem. Are there any free agents that the Falcons have picked up from the Lions over the last couple of years? I can't think of it.
I was about to say, does he like playing in Atlanta? Because obviously he's, I don't know. I'm just trying to find the center. But they signed their center. I'm sorry. The center is under contract.
Yeah, Ryan Newsel's under contract.
Yeah, Ryan Newsel's under contract.
But if Frank Ragnow is available, we'll take him.
Oh, yeah.
No offense to the Appalachian State Mountaineer and all that, but we'll take Frank Ragnow.
Yeah, definitely.
Three-team or four-time Pro Bowler, two-time first team. Oh, that's in college. Yeah. Three-time second-team All-Pro, including last year and the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you take him. We were talking earlier, Kyle Pitts. Okay, he's out. They're being careful with him. And that could be in. Like, you don't be careful with healthy people in OTAs.
No.
Unless something's happened.
Right, because it's not like they're doing anything crazy anyway.
Yeah, so, I have not heard anything. We have not heard anything about, but from what he's saying, I'm going by what the coach is saying and our guy Joe Patrick tweeted out about it, they're being careful with him.
Yeah.
So that could be anything. It could have been an off-season thing. It could have been something, him training, and maybe he did something.
That's
I've done it in off-season and pulled something, and I had to sit out a couple weeks of OTA. So, it happened.
More than likely, it's not a big deal.
Yes.
More than likely.
Yes.
It is a little bit interesting just with the timing and how we kind of found out about it.
Right.
Like, Joe was with us on Friday talking about how, last year when Bijan had a similar situation where he kind of came into OTAs with a foot thing that he had done training, they just kind of told us. They were like, Bijan's here, but he did something to his foot previous to this. We're going to be careful with him, hold him out. He was fine by training camp and had a great season.
Right.
The Kyle Pitts one was weird because he just wasn't out there, and it was reported initially that he was not there, right? Him and Caleb McGarry were kind of the two guys, and Kirk, but nobody expected Kirk to be there. Him and Caleb McGarry weren't there. We still don't know why Caleb isn't there. Maybe he is now, but we don't know why he wasn't there last week. And then the report comes out the next day that it was actually he was there. Kyle Pitts was there. He just wasn't on the field because he was dealing with a foot thing. Mm-hmm. And then now they've addressed that. This is the first time that Raheem's spoken to the media today, and Joe Patrick tweeted out that they asked about it. Didn't go into any detail about when it happened or anything like that. But, that does beg the question, like you just brought up. was this something that happened late in the year last year and there was like a little procedure that he's now recovering from? Maybe he tweaked it training, whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't believe he's on the trade block, though. I do believe they'll listen if something blows them away. But I know that, you know, we talked about that on Friday. I heard the boys, Dukes and Bell, talk about it. And I saw my favorite NFL insider, because he's the weirdest one of them all, Jeremy Fowler. And he was basically saying, like, if they
– he's the tallest one.
He's like,
sure.
They're definitely not shopping him. They're not shopping. Right. They're not having conversations with teams.
Right.
And unlike with the other guy who we both, you know, whatever. But, yeah, that's basically what he was saying about it. So I don't see any movement as far as him not being on the Falcons roster.
I would be surprised.
Yeah.
Because I have a hard time believing there's very many teams, like, desperate to get him.
Right.
Like, no, they're blowing – blowing Terry's phone up to try to make offers.
Yep.
And if they're not shopping him, and maybe somebody called, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, that seems unlikely to me.
I mean, agree.
He's he's still Terry's guy.
Like, yes.
This is Terry's first draft pick.
Yes.
Terry still kind of needs him to ball out and get that second contract.
Yes.
It would really help.
Yes.
And it would also probably mean a lot of other things.
They use him right,
too.
He'll
that
do
would be
it.
Good.
They use him right.
Yeah.
And if he's right, if I'm talking about it, because it's one thing to say using him right and all those other things, which I still don't believe they use him the correct way. But he got to put in the work also.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a 50-50 give and take type situation. So he's got to get on that. Found out they have a joint practice against the Titans. So that means that they're not going to play in the preseason again, because the joint practices, you get to work in with that.
Dang it. That's a terrible team.
It's a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea. Absolutely.
No, I take it back. Joint practice is cool.
No, joint practice is fine.
But don't use that as game.
Yes. All of the things that, and what I love is, because I would, if I wasn't working with you and I was just covering the NFL like I was before, I would still look at this stuff and be like, this is weird. That doesn't seem like enough.
Right.
But then having you to lean on and you being like, this is not enough. It's not enough practice.
Yeah.
It validates the opinion, because I think I would feel like this anyway. But then to hear you be so passionate about, it's not the same.
And you don't got to play a whole game in a preseason. No, you know what? Let's not even get there. We got a long
time. I know. We got
time.
A long
got
way
a long
before
time.
Complaining
a long
about
time
that.
Before we get,
we got plenty of time to get mad about
we
that.
We got plenty of time.
When Penix can't get the snap from Newsle week one.
But they were,
because they didn't play one single snap together in the preseason.
Again,
we can be mad about that.
Hey, do they know where the joint practice is? Is it going to be here? Is it going to be here?
August 12th and 13th in Flowery Branch.
Okay, so we get a chance to see Cam Ward?
Okay.
Yeah,
that'll be cool.
Big return to Flowery for Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley comes on back.
And Lorenzo Carter.
Ridley's going to be there.
Oh, and they signed Lorenzo Carter.
Lorenzo Carter's going to be here. That's going to be a pretty good thing. Okay. So we'll get to see it, because every time they have joint practice, it's usually in Miami or something like that, so we don't get to see it or anything. So we'll actually get an opportunity. I'm assuming they're open to the public.
Should be an opportunity for the defense to feel good about themselves, too.
Yeah.
Because the Titans aren't particularly good on offense.
They're very, very young.
Remember the last couple of years they played against the Dolphins, and you get those reports of Tyreek Hill's torching them. Like, well, yeah, Tyreek Hill torches everybody.
Tyreek Hill torches every damn body.
Well, we don't need everybody. We don't need these guys going into the regular season with that in the back of their mind. Going into the regular season, locking up Treylon Burks or whatever. Is he still there?
Yes, and he probably – I don't know how much longer he's going to be there. They need to move him.
Yeah, that wasn't
the good. Yeah, they need to move him. I thought he was going to be so much better, because he was good in Arkansas.
He was really good in Arkansas.
He was really good in Arkansas. But, and I know what you're thinking over there already.
We've never once mentioned Treylon Burks without also mentioning this. Maybe we can. Maybe we can.
I mean,
he's going to like Flowery Branch.
He's going to love Flowery Branch, man. He's the snow bunny slayer.
Just right on over to Margaritaville at Lake Lanier.
Snow bunny slayer. shout out to the pastor.
Pastor Derek.
Pastor Derek, say he go.
He's listening. He's trying to get you. He's trying to get you in there now.
Where to over the chat? I mean, from what you and your wife talk about, he's awesome.
He's awesome.
He's awesome.
He does a great job.
Is it on TV?
They do stream it.
All right, there we go. You got me. You got me.
There you go.
Yeah.
I do wonder.
Oh, I'm like, do he want me to come in there?
I mean, it's open to everybody. Everybody's welcome.
I know that. I know that.
I think, probably specifically.
Okay,
it'd be cool.
I'll stop by one
second. Well, we got, you know what? You know there'll be another occasion.
Something's rough for me, man.
There'll be another occasion.
I
bet reverends hate streaming.
Oh, I bet.
Because it gives people like, we'll just watch it.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Oh, no, definitely. No. Yeah, you got to fill it on you. As my grandma would like to say, well, you got to go in there and fill it on you.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nine the game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Monday afternoon, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing 20 minutes away from the big story of the day. Get back into another frustrating weekend for the Atlanta Braves, especially from an offensive standpoint. Just can't score. They really just can't score, and it's very, very frustrating. We'll talk a bit more about the NBA Finals coming up at 1:20. We haven't talked at all about the final TNT broadcast yet. We'll talk about that.
Dude, I wrote it down.
At 1:20,
I wrote it down
sure.
Right there.
And we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well.
All right,
always.
So we both have the real sending wife, right?
Yes.
And so my wife sent me a reel, says she wants to go here in Tiger, Georgia, and it's a waterfall. And I guess you could spend a night by the waterfall.
Sounds awesome. You should do that. It sounds like a dream come true for both you and your family.
Well, I mean, yeah. sounds like a whole lot of fun.
It's up there near Rabin.
Oh,
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, you could say hi to the Gunnar Stockton family.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool because, man, like, I was like, I told you everything was perfect this weekend, except one instance. And we went to our good friends, Dolores and Jimmy's. They got a new house and everything, invited us over. And so we go over, and they got the pool. And so we forgot Bash's floaty. And when there's deep water around, I like for him to have it on. So I was like, do not go in there. And he listens for the most part. And so I was like, I'm going to order one. And they said it was going to be there 20 minutes. Order them a little floaty, the one go around the chest, not just the arm floaty. Sandy, so it's by the pool. I go in the house to get something to eat. I hear a splash.
And there's a lot of other adults outside.
There's other adults outside now. Right. And my wife goes, baby, Bash is falling in the pool. I don't even think she got out. Ooh. And I was gone. I dropped my plate, all my clothes, everything, Andy. And I just take off in the air. Because it's a deep end.
Yeah. You're going to save your child.
Andy, I'm in the air, and I'm looking down at the water, and I look. That is not my child. I just scared the hell out of this little girl.
And the girl knew how to swim.
Yeah, the girl. Yeah, she knew what she was fine.
She knew what she was
and,
doing.
And I'd have got in the water. Everybody outside, all the adults, all the children turned and just looked, what the hell is wrong with you? There's Sebastian over there chilling by himself, nowhere near the damn pool.
I was going to say, because if it was another little kid that couldn't swim, at least you saved another little kid.
No.
No, it was just a girl, another little girl who could
swim. Dude, I'm talking about, and I don't know. I done dropped my food, everything.
Did you have your phone in your pocket?
I did.
Oh, no.
Oh boy, still rolling. Y'all want to climb a phone? Y'all want to talk about my old SE?
Do you have to put it in some rice or something?
Yeah, I did that.
Okay,
I did that.
But it's the fact that it's working is incredible.
Y'all always want to talk about the SE.
That's great, though. That's exactly right. Like, the last thing you would want is to be like, is that really Bash?
Yeah.
And like, trying to see through the wire. No, it's not him. You did the right thing, man.
Dude, I was so mad at my woman.
Because it's not so much, like, obviously you're all wet and you're wondering if your phone, but also, like, that's a half a heart attack.
Yes!
Like, that's...
But I was like, dude...
Why did she think it was him?
I don't
just
know.
Just out of peripheral?
Just out of peripheral. Because they were over there talking, and I'm talking about literally coming, I didn't see nothing. All I heard was Bash pool. And as soon as I get my wet ass out the pool with all my clothes on, there's the float guy.
Hey, but at least you had it.
Yeah, man.
She didn't have to jump back in. Why didn't she jump in?
She saw it. That was the thing about it. I was like, why didn't you jump?
Yeah. Instead of yell, jump.
Yell. Well, I tell you. I spooked her all the way home. I was hot.
Yeah.
That's all clothes, shoes, everything.
Reaction time was still sharp, though.
It was. I mean, dude, I ain't moved. And then, you know, after everybody sees that I'm irritated, then after a while, everything calms down, then the jokes start coming.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I ain't seen you move like that since. So what year was that with the Dolphins? I was like.
When the adrenaline wore off and your body went back to regular.
Yeah.
Like, do you pull anything?
What do you mean?
Hamstring good?
Oh, no, dog. I'm good, man. Oh, man. All good, dog. Good. Oh, good. Sometimes that burst down.
It's got that bug in your eye.
I know,
it
dog.
It got you.
And it got me right in
the eye. Your right eye is bloodshot.
Like, God almighty. And it happened. I was dropping the baby off and
because he winked at me a couple times today, and I'm like, was he trying to, was that like a little inside joke?
No,
this is a bug in his eye.
I got it, man. Hit me the damn eye, I came to work, so it's just, I got eye drops in the car.
All right. Madden cover came out.
Awesome.
Very cool. Saquon Barkley, the reverse hurdle, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
They did a good job also of kind of disguising the defender so you can't identify who it is.
Yeah. So you think if he plays Madden, he quit playing Madden because he's getting clowned on the cover?
Yeah. Everyone wants to be on the cover of Madden. Unless you're getting reverse hurdled by Saquon Barkley. Like, that's not. Has there ever been another one? Like, is there like a Derrick Henry stiff arm or something like
that?
Nobody wants to get embarrassed on the cover of Madden. But, it's Saquon. He had one of the great years of all time. But yeah, they did a good job of making him hard to identify. I don't remember who it was. So I think that's what they wanted. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
There we go.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
The champ is here.
Shout out to the Lady Blue Devils who we won our bracket yesterday.
Hell
in the pre-tri-county softball tournament held over at Buford City Park. Pretty cool weekend, man. The rings are pretty fly. I should have brought it in so y'all can check it out. But yeah, man, shout out to my the entire coaching staff over there, Sammy Getz, Jason, Cedric, and Laura. Yesterday, Olivia kind of shined a little bit too. She went 1-for-2 at the plate, stole a couple bases, and then made recorded the last out of the tournament by throwing a runner out at third base.
What was the score of the final game?
11-6.
11-6.
All right. Nice.
Yeah. So you got to kind of relax a little bit.
Well, we didn't get out to that much, probably till about the fourth inning. So it was kind of back and forth. She got into a little trouble in the first inning. She was starting pitcher. Got into a little bit of trouble in the first inning, allowed a couple runs, and it came out in the second, struck out the side. Then I put her behind the plate for the rest of the game, and
that's awesome, good dude. For her. That's really awesome.
One of the cool things, obviously, you guys winning and you being the coach and her being on the team and that memory, but like you had said this, like when you
it's a good team.
Thought about you, like yeah, this All-Star team actually is probably the best one we've ever had.
Yeah,
we got a chance to maybe really win some of these tournaments. So to kind of feel like that about them and then be able to do it, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So we got one more left, the actual Tri-County tournament. I don't know what the difference between pre-tri and tri, but whatever.
What counties are we talking about? We got Cobb. We got
Gwinnett.
Gwinnett.
And I guess
Fulton.
See, I don't even know why it's called pre-tri. Maybe Hall.
Hall. Okay.
But most of the teams are in Gwinnett.
Did we find out why Gwinnett schools don't have middle school football teams?
I didn't inquire, but I have no idea.
Oh, I'm just curious.
It's not like that in Cobb County or Fulton, that I know of.
Yeah, I'm just curious why we don't have middle school teams up there.
That's weird.
Yeah. We don't have
like the middle school team she's going to play for is the Norcross Middle School, but it's more of a feeder system. Every middle school in the Norcross district
goes to that school.
Will right. send kids to play
that's
on
like,
this team.
That's the school that, like, his school. Trick'em, like all yeah, the kids from Wilburn go to Trick'em.
When they have other sports, right? Basketball, yeah, they got a basketball and soccer
team
and stuff.
A soccer team, yeah. But they don't have a football team.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
So high drama in the Women's College World Series yesterday. So we only have four teams left. UCLA and Tennessee were playing an elimination game yesterday. We get to the top of the seventh inning where UCLA ties the game up with a home run. The hitter for UCLA, as she's crossing the plate, seems to miss home plate.
She did.
Then she is grabbed by another teammate, makes her step on home plate. Apparently, there is a rule stating that you can't be assisted to touch home plate.
Really?
By someone who wasn't already on the base path. Tennessee challenges. They take like 15 freaking minutes reviewing this play. Ultimately, it's decided that play is not reviewable. So the play stands, ends up going nine innings.
Oh, wait a minute. It took them 15 minutes to realize that the play was not reviewable.
I guess they were going back reading the rule book.
It was a cowardly thing. They did not want to make the decision on taking the run away.
And I don't think that they should have. That's kind of a dumb rule.
It is. That seems like a
dumb rule. I didn't think that there was that much conclusive evidence that she missed it because the edge of the plate is black as well, and the bottom of her shoe is black. You couldn't really see dirt in between her shoe and the plate, so I thought that was just going to be inconclusive.
Yeah,
but they did rule. They actually said, no, she did not touch the plate. She was assisted, but it's not challengeable. So tough luck, Tennessee. Tennessee ends up winning anyway.
Okay.
So now
that's good. It didn't affect the outcome.
Tennessee and Texas playing a game today. Texas has not lost, so Tennessee would have to beat them twice. And then Oklahoma-Texas Tech plays tonight. Tennessee and Texas are actually playing right now. I'm probably up on your TVs.
Now we're talking about Scottie Scheffler.
Okay.
He's got more wins in the last 4 weeks than the Rockies do.
They do, yeah.
This dude's awesome. Dude's awesome.
And then over to the men's tournament where UGA and all Georgia Tech both shown the door.
We don't need to.
I'm not going to go back into much detail on this.
Appreciate it.
It was supposed to be a rebuild year, though, to make it to
well, after Condon was drafted.
I don't
but they still
care.
Had a great season.
All right.
Neither team makes it to the regional final.
Yeah, man. But I saw Georgia Tech's coach. This is last year because he's retiring and everything like that. So shout out to him. Big. I mean, he was there. How long was he there, Bo? The Georgia Tech baseball coach.
Oh, I want to say like 25 years.
25 years. Yeah. So good luck to you, sir. Yeah.
Their athletic director is leaving to Georgia Tech.
6-year deal.
Going to Michigan State.
That's 6-year deal.
Jay Batt.
Interesting.
Still never figured out what Jay stood for.
Send your applications into Georgia Tech. Okay. Interested in coaching.
Yeah.
Or being an athletic director.
Jason. Really? Huh. Figured it out. Finally got there. Abe Googled it.
On to some football now. St. Brown podcast had Jameson Williams on not too long ago. And, man, this is kind of disappointing when you hear anybody talk about how they like to eat a steak. But,
when you go to a restaurant and you get a steak, how do you get it cooked?
Well done. No pink meat. Dang, I say that every time.
I don't.
I could have guessed that, bro.
Did he say no pink meat?
No pink meat.
I tell you,
no pink meat.
I'm gonna tell you this, and I'll be honest with you. I ate well done steaks before I knew how to eat steak. Before I stopped eating, because we didn't grow up with steaks.
Yeah.
My mama didn't make no damn steaks for us.
Have a lot of steaks.
If you got a steak, That means like somebody might have graduated or somebody got out of jail. All right. My mom, we had Salisbury steak. We had a steak in the
man,
in the
I
TV
used to
dinner.
Love Salisbury we steak.
Had, yes, I love me some Salisbury
Isn't that
steak.
That's just a hamburger patty.
That's all it is.
Yeah, with some gravy on it.
Gravy on it. Yeah. So that's good. The only, I did not, and I'm telling you, my first, oh God, I don't think I had a steak at Georgia. Like, well, no, we had steak. Did we have steak before pregame? I think that was on time. Like, yeah. So when I was able to go to nicer steakhouses and learn more about it, that's, but yeah, I just get mine well done. But I had a teammate, Lonzo, oh God, I forgot Lonzo's name. Anyways, this dude, we would go to a nice steakhouse. He would get it well done, passed, and then just pour on like.
Gobble on the steak sauce?
Gobble on, I mean, just steak sauce on top of steak sauce. And just like, even I, at that point, like, this is a nice, you know, yeah.
A little dry.
I mean, hard too.
So, I mean, y'all got some A1 up in here?
He's like, paying for it.
Like, no, sir, we don't have A1 here. What y'all got?
I don't know. Like, I get it. There's a certain way people, you're supposed to get it. And I like mine medium rare, so whatever. But, like,
I'm good.
I don't care how anybody eats their steak.
I don't really care.
They eat their own, but it is disappointing to see somebody pay a whole. He ends up talking about Wagyu in that conversation.
I do like when people do that at those places, and then people really want to not let them do it. They're like, no, really, the ideal way to eat it, and I don't care about that. Cook it how I want it. I'm paying $75 for it. Put that thing under a blowtorch for all I care.
One more for you. Here's Xavier Leggett talking about Tet McMillan and how big of a fan of him he is.
I mean, shoot, we're trying to win games. So, I mean, anytime you can add a masterpiece like that to what we're trying to build, that's great. Shoot, I feel like it's going to be a problem either way. Well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a one or a two. I feel like it's going to be either side they look at, they're going to have to deal with both sides.
There you go. Both sides.
Both sides.
Yeah, Tet McMillan, right,
wide receiver masterpiece.
Mentality to have.
Oh, my God.
There's been football teams with two very good wide receivers before.
Did we talk about this on Friday? Yeah, off the air. And I was like, what a dumbass question.
Dumb question.
Like,
you know what it is. You're trying to bait him into saying something that can become a headline.
Exactly.
Who's the number one receiver on the team? Tet McMillan hasn't even played a game yet.
They played a damn game yet. They probably practiced. Oh.
And again, just, I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but when you have your offense out there, a lot of times you'll have multiple receivers.
Most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah, usually.
Probably like 95% of the time.
Most of the time. Most of the time. Helps. Sometimes you'll even have like three or four out there, you know? They'll probably both be out there the whole time. Yeah, tighten it up. Tighten it up, media. We're having a tough summer. Summer hasn't even started yet. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We'll, in statistical detail, tell you how bad the Braves offense has been over the last month. It'll be an enjoyable experience for all of us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.